The Sand Cat. This is one of the more difficult cats to study in the wild. Their foot coverings allow them to walk on sand without sinking, leaving their footprints nearly invisible. They have learned to crouch down and shut their eyes when a light is shown on them, which prevents the light from reflecting their eyes for tracking. That, combined with their protective coat color, makes them blend right into their habitat. They also bury all of their excrement, making it impossible to find and analyze, so their diet can be studied. Sand cats weigh in at 4 to 8 pounds and reach lengths of 29 to 36 inches and heights of 10 to 12 inches. They have a dense, soft fur that is a pale sand or gray color above and paler underneath. They have large ears and a broad head and a reddish streak that runs from its eyes across its cheeks. The ears are reddish brown and black tipped. There are faint stripes running down the flanks and black bands running around the tops of the front legs. The tail has 2 to 3 black rings towards its black tip. The feet are covered with a thick layer of wiry black hair, which insulates the foot pads against extremes of heat and cold and allows for easier movement through the sand. They are prolific diggers, and their claws are not very sharp for lack of places to sharpen them in the desert. Sand cats live in sandy and stony deserts from the Sahara through the Middle East to Turkestan. Sand cats have been reported to have 2 litters per year in parts of their territory in both March and April, and again in October. Gestation is 59 to 63 days, after which females produce a litter of 2 to 4 kittens. At birth, the newborns weigh approximately 1.5 to 2 ounces and will gain about 12 grams per day. Their eyes will normally be opened by the 14th day, and they will begin to walk by the 21st day. They begin to take solid food at 5 weeks and become independent by 3 to 4 months. They reach sexual maturity at around 10 to 12 months. In captivity, they have lived up to 13 years, but have a high juvenile mortality rate of about 41%. Sand cats are solitary by nature. Because their populations are so few, they have a loud mating call, which resembles the barking of a small dog. Their other vocalizations include meowing, growling, hissing, spitting, screaming, and purring. Sand cats are primarily nocturnal, and they hunt by digging. Their highly developed hearing allows them to locate prey, which is not only sparsely distributed, but underground as well. Their primary diet consists of 3 species of gerbils. It also includes birds, reptiles, and arthropods. Sand cats are also known for being snake hunters, which they kill with a rapid blow to the head that stuns and then administer the death bite to the neck. Sand cats will also cover large kills with sand and return later to feed. This is one of the only cats that doesn't face habitat degradation, with its preferred habitat being the desert, because the religious belief about this cat is that it was the companion of the Prophet Muhammad. They are not hunted as livestock raiders when they kill chickens. Sadly, this little cat still faces the threat of being collected for the pet trade or for being hunted for sport while they are laying out sunning themselves.